Thanks for joining us on The Exchange. Higher education is not for everyone, we're told, but if you define higher education more broadly, it picks up a bunch more students. Community colleges will be our focus, specifically in Oregon. Oregon's 17 community colleges are tied together by the Oregon Community College Association, which contains the Student Success Center. The center recently pointed out research from two reports showing some opportunities for community colleges to better serve older students, students who've been living outside the walls of high schools for quite some time. Elizabeth Cox Brand is the director of the OCCA Student Success Center and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Elizabeth, welcome.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good to have you here. Give a sketch, if you would, of the Student Success Center and what it is set up to do.
Well, the Student Success Center was started 8 years ago by a generous grant from the Ford Family Foundation and the Oregon Community Foundation. And the elevator pitch that I give is that I get to work with all 17 of our community colleges to make life better for our students.
And so how does the work of the center translate into programs that can be accessed at each of the 17 community colleges? Well, I'm going to say their campuses. There are more than 17 of those, though.
Exactly right. Well, the one example I'll give you is we are working on what are called co-requisites, which are helping students who can get access directly to college-level math and writing, but also receiving additional supports if they're deemed that they need them. So they can pass their college-level math or writing in one term with a one-credit co-requisite course that transfers to the universities instead of taking potentially four or five levels of prerequisite developmental education.
Okay, and so give a circumstance of who the people would be who want to do this. These are people, what you're talking about, if it transfers to university, they intend to end up in a four-year school?
That would be, yes, that's the target.
All right, you've got a couple of reports released in June that address services to adult students at community colleges. First, the New America survey. What are the high points on that?
The high points on that were we learned that our students are more likely than the national average, according to New America, to be caregivers, which means that they could have children at home, or they could be caring for older adults or some other person who's in their life or in their household. Our students are more likely to be there. And the other thing that we found, which was particularly something that we want to take into account, is that when students were asked if they had experienced anxiety, mental stress, mental health issues as a cause for their leaving the community college, we had a higher than average amount of our students who said that as well. It was almost 60% of students who had left the community college that took the survey indicated they'd had some kind of mental health or anxiety.
Now, coming back to the part about students, older students caring for someone, either a child or perhaps a parent, how much further did the survey questions go? I mean, are some of the students who have left community colleges done so because they are caring for a family member?
That was one of the reasons that they gave, yes. When we asked them why they had left, there were options such as work or, again, the mental health anxiety, caring for someone, and that was something that came up. We didn't ask deeper as far as, is it a child, is it a parent, is it just a significant other, but just the fact that they had indicated to us that they are caring for someone else points to the fact of there are many things that impact our students, especially our older students, our adult students, that are outside the reach of the community college.
Elizabeth Cox Brand is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the director of the Student Success Center at the Oregon Community College Association. We're talking about services to older students through the OCCA and elsewise, and you can join us with your comments or questions live to jx@jeffnet.org. Now, the New America survey also looked at the percentages of community college students who work, and this is a pretty good size number, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We actually are about on par with the rest of the country. Our students predominantly are working, and many of them are working full-time, which I can't imagine being a caregiver, working full-time, and trying to take classes all at the same time.
And how does that percentage of community colleges compare with the percentage of student workers at four-year colleges?
Our students are more likely to be working than the students, at least in Oregon public universities.
All right, so it sounds like over the 8 short years of the Student Success Center, you've got a reason to believe that the landscape is changing, has changed, and that perhaps the kinds of help you can give to provide student success is different from what it was at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I I've been realizing that this is my 32nd year in higher ed, and I've worked in four different states. And since the beginning, I'm glad to say that some things are getting better. Things like us offering basic needs supports for our students. Gone are the days, thankfully, of someone saying, well, that's not my job. It's not the community college's job to make sure that students are fed or they have a place to stay. Now we have resources in place to help students with that, taking a more holistic approach to our students and what they need. And our students are older than the public universities. Our students, over half of them are over the age of 25, whereas at the universities, over half of them are under the age of 24. So we are just, we have a different mission. We have different students that we serve.
We talked about two reports. The New America survey was the first one we talked about. There's another report you recently cited, the Some College No Credential. Whose report is that, and what does the title indicate?
That report came from the National Student Clearinghouse, and they've been doing that annually. So for Oregon, it's a very interesting report, Jeff. You can look at it, and it gives you the aggregate for the country, which basically says that the number of adults who have some college, no degree, is increasing across the country. But then you can drill down and look state by state. And in Oregon, like nationally, our number grew in the last year of those that are over 25 that live in the state of Oregon that have some college, no credential. So that means they came, they tried it out, they left, who knows why. But that is a population that I particularly would love for us to be really highlighting, engaging, and seeing how we can help them to cross that finish line and get a certificate or a degree.
Can we assume that most of the people who began college in some form intended to get some kind of either associate's or credential or something?
You would think that that's the case, yes. I always think people don't show up just to leave. They come for a reason. The reasons are varied. Some people may come to get, a short-term certificate just so that they can get promotion at work. Others come so that they can take their lower division collegiate courses and transfer to the university. And then, of course, we've got our career technical education programs, which are phenomenal for helping students get the training that they need, the skills that they need to get into high-wage, high-demand positions in Oregon.
You talked about being past the days when people say, that's not my job. But whose job is it then if you want to go out after the people who have some college but no credential to go to find them? I mean, how much budget do you have and personnel for that kind of thing, either at the Student Success Center or at any of the 17 colleges?
Well, if we look at our enrollments, a lot of the funding that we have is driven by enrollment. And another report that has been out is looking at the number of 18-year-olds that are in the state of Oregon. Everybody, when they think of college, they tend to think of those shiny 18-year-olds who are just graduating from high school. Well, this report was talking about how that number in Oregon continues to decline. In fact, as of fall of 2023, people over 65 outnumbered people under 18 in the state of Oregon. So we are not seeing more and more of those students, and we won't be seeing more of those students. They are just, that population is declining. So if we want to continue to have robust enrollments, we need to make sure and engage these students that we're talking about, because who else is engaging them? This is the population that the community colleges are well suited for. And so we need to be the ones, all of us, to step out and make a concerted effort.
We are talking about engagement with community colleges and older students with Elizabeth Cox Brand here on the Jefferson Exchange. Elizabeth is the director of the Student Success Center at the Oregon Community College Association. You can join us. We'll take your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So with that birth dearth, that lack of or the lessening of people 18 plus, big picture, what's been happening with enrollment at community colleges, certainly since the COVID shutdowns?
Oh, yes. I'm happy to say that we are rebounding, which is fantastic. We did take a pretty solid hit during COVID, but the colleges pretty much across the board have all been improving in their enrollments, and especially in areas like career technical education. That is very, very strong. We've heard recently from the Higher Ed Commission that the Oregon Promise applications are also up significantly. I believe it was over 40% for this year. So that also is a good indicator that students, probably transfer students, but not always, are also interested in coming to the community college to get their start.
So it sounds like your bread and butter and potentially a large chunk of your income is going to come from people who are 25 years old plus in the years to come. From the analysis of what's been going on in the 8 years of the Student Success Center, and of course you've got 24 years of work in community colleges before that, what are some of the basic things you have to do to make life better for an older student so that they'll be able to attend community college?
Yeah, it's got to be different than when I was a freshman at the University of Northern Iowa in 1987, I'll tell you that. We need to make sure that we have flexible class schedules. People don't necessarily want to take online courses, but that's all that will fit in their schedule. So that is what they end up taking. We need to make sure that we can offer courses in the evenings. We can offer courses on the weekends. We can offer them condensed. So really taking a look at the schedule and see when we're offering what it is that the students need. We also are talking a lot about credit for prior learning. So students who may have come to the community college and left, have been out in the workforce, let's utilize what they've learned, their writing, their leadership skills, some of those other things, and grant them college credit for the hard work that they've done, because they've been learning as they've been working. Let's honor that. So really talking a lot about that, having our services available to students when they need them. You know, you can't expect to be open 8 to 5, closed from 12 to 1 for lunch, and try to access all the students who are needing our services. So it's not just a matter of saying, we want you back. We no longer can say to the students, okay, we'll give you another chance. We want to say to the students, please give us another chance. Here is what we have done to change, to improve, to be more student-friendly, and we want you to come back, and here's how we're going to help you.
So the things that tug on them, like having to care for family members and or working, aren't going to change, so you have to change what you do to fit them.
That's right. That's right. It's no longer having college-ready students, but having colleges that are student-ready. We need to meet them where they are.
Elizabeth, I'm curious about the credit for prior learning. Is there a consistent system either across Oregon or across the country for how you gauge how many credits somebody's experience is worth?
There is some through the American Council of Education, ACE. They have standards for credit for prior learning, but most of those revolve around credit that students who are in the military may have achieved. So there's some consistency there. It's not quite off the ground in Oregon. We don't have it. The HEC has had some grant funding that they have offered to community colleges and to universities to try to get them to engage more in credit for prior learning. But it just hasn't really taken off yet.
I should explain to our listeners, HEC is the Higher Education Coordinating Commission, which leads to our next question, which is, are there recent moves in HEC or in the legislature to redefine the community college mission or at least talk about ways to do what you're doing here, which is to address the older students and their needs more?
Not to my knowledge, Jeff. I did hear from a colleague at work that some legislators are interested in a concept that we had put forward to the Higher Education Commission for a potential policy package for this upcoming legislative year, and that's something called Adult Reconnect. There are examples of that in Michigan, in Virginia. Those are the two. Tennessee, those are the ones that are off the top of my head. But it's basically, if you can think of it, kind of like an Oregon Promise for adults. You could put whatever parameters you want on it. Some can say that we will pay your tuition if you go into these certain types of programs. Some will say we'll pay your tuition if you're within a certain number of credits of completion, anything like that. But one of the things that the students told us in the survey was one thing that would really help them come back is free tuition.
Free tuition.
So that would be a way for us to hit that nail right on the head.
Okay, more to come, clearly, because lots developing in the educational system across the country, particularly as higher education deals with this issue with fewer 18-year-olds living in Oregon. As you heard from Elizabeth Cox Brand, there are fewer 18-year-olds in Oregon, or 18 and under in Oregon, than there are 65-plus. Elizabeth Cox Brand is the director of the Student Success Center at OCCA, which is the Oregon Community College Association. Thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Short break on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll come back and talk about Southern Oregon Pride getting ready for fall with some events in the summer. This is the Jefferson Exchange on JPR. Stay tuned.